proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio broadcast. In our series From Malachi to the Messiah, we've been looking at the years between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament. We pick off where we left off yesterday with the assassination of Antipater, the chief advisor to John Hyrcanus II of Judea. After Antipater's death, his sons Phasael and Herod maintained their political power. In B.C. 41, you have the rise of Mark Antony, given authority over the eastern portion of the Roman Empire as part of the Roman triumvirate, the three rulers. Antony appointed Phasael and Herod to be tetrarchs, that is to say, joint rulers over territory. Their reign was cut short by an invasion by the man named Antigonus, who was the son of the murdered claimant, Aristobulus II. Antigonus was backed by the Parthians, a group occupying much of present-day Iran. When the Parthians invaded the eastern Roman provinces, they put Antigonus on the throne of Judea. The deposed claimants, Phasael and John Hyrcanus, went to Parthia to make their case for reinstatement. However, the Parthians took them captive. Phasael was killed and John Hyrcanus was mutilated, ensuring that he could never serve again as the high priest of the Jewish people. Herod, who was also captured, escaped captivity. He fled to Rome, where he sought the support of Mark Antony and the Roman Senate. That latter group designated Herod as King of the Jews in B.C. 40, perhaps offering a partial explanation as to why Herod was troubled when, according to Matthew 2, he heard the wise men from the east ask, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Herod defeated Antigonus in B.C. 37. He captured his rival and delivered him to Mark Antony. Mark Antony had Antigonus executed. Here we start the history of Herod, known as Herod the Great. Herod the Great did put people to death if he believed that they displeased him or in some way went against him. One of his wives, by the name of Mariam, fell victim to Herod, who suspected her of committing adultery. Herod the Great also had his sons Aristobulus and Alexander killed. This confirms Matthew's account of Herod's bloodthirsty nature in the second chapter of his gospel. When Matthew noted that Herod, quote, slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years and under, unquote. John Hyrcanus II, the deposed ethnarch of Judea, had lived among the Babylonian Jews from B.C. 40 to B.C. 36. Herod the Great invited him to return to Judea. John, rather unwisely, accepted that offer. When John Hyrcanus returned, Herod the Great falsely accused him of plotting with the king of Arabia to overthrow him, and had John Hyrcanus put to death in B.C. 30. Mark Antony married Cleopatra, queen of Egypt, in B.C. 37. This involved divorcing his wife Octavia, who was the sister to the man later known as Augustus Caesar. Antony's action ignited a fresh outbreak of the Roman civil wars, this time between Mark Antony and Augustus Caesar. Herod first sided with Antony. However, he later switched his allegiance to Augustus Caesar. When Augustus won and became emperor, he confirmed Herod in his position as king of the Jews. Herod the Great was known for his extensive building projects, particularly the renovation of the temple and the expansion of the Temple Mount area. Herod the Great also built fortresses at Masada and Herodium. He reigned until B.C. 4. One story illustrates the nature of the man. Shortly before he died, Herod the Great ordered hostages taken from the leading families of Judea. He planned upon putting them to death when he died. However, after Herod's death, the hostages were released. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.